Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Hello and welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. So today we're going to do another quick Abraham 101. It's based on a really amazing quote that I just received, and I find it really interesting, which I'll share in a second here. All right, here's the quote from Abraham. "You are meant to succeed, and failure should feel bad to you. Life is supposed to go well for you, and when it does not, there is something wrong. But what is wrong is not something that is outside of you, over which you have no control. What is wrong is within you, and you do have control. And taking control is not difficult to do once you understand the basis of who you are and the basics of the law of attraction and the value of your personal emotional guidance system." Well, this is just a few sentences, but it really packs it in. Really packs it in. There's a lot of gems in here. And the kind of interesting thing is, it kind of cracks me up, is I specifically have podcasts on these exact subjects all before I ever saw this quote. So it's interesting to me. So there's a podcast on who you are. There's, probably a dozen podcasts on the law of attraction. Some old ones that I used to do with Phil Giuliano, my old partner on the Matt and Phil LOA show from, 11 years ago. And then, of course, we have multiple podcasts on the emotional guidance system. So all the main ideas that Abraham talks about here in this quote, I have multiple podcasts on. So I share all of that to you, not say, oh, I'm so great, but to say, hey, it's kind of set up for you. You can go back and search for those within my podcasts. Even though they're older, they're still completely applicable to today. You know, timeless wisdom. Doesn't matter when it came through, whether it was, 5,000 years ago or yesterday or any time in between. The timeless, eternal wisdom is just that, timeless and eternal. And the most important thing out of this quote that I'm taking away is this piece here. What is wrong is within you, and you do have control. So that sentence right there just should take all the stress away, any anxiety, any worry, any confusion about what needs to happen or where you should put your attention, right? Because putting our attention on the outside of things, whether it has to do with relationships or business or money or health, nope, it's an inside game. Life is an inside game, always has been, always will be. As you change what you feel and think on the inside, your life on the outside begins to change. And it's pretty amazing. And I absolutely love it. Because that means we all have the ability to make the appropriate adjustments to make our lives better, happier, healthier, more fun, more exciting, more inspiring, more beautiful. While we're still alive, it doesn't matter whether you're, 10 or 80 or any age in between. Once you realize this, that life is an inside game, you can then take some time using self-awareness, mindfulness, meditation, contemplation, similar practices, and look at what's happening inside you. to really feel your emotions from a witness perspective where you're watching what's happening. And then you can also watch the thoughts you're having from this watcher standpoint where you just are looking at what's happening in your mind, in your hearts. Watch what words you say. Watch what things you do, what actions you take. And as you're doing all of this watching, you're just kind of taking notes. You're just kind of taking the temperature of your life. And if you've never done this before, you could do it over a weekend. Just do it as much as you can for as long as you can. And you're going to, on Sunday, you start on Friday, on Sunday, you're going to say, holy crap, I learned so much about myself and my life and what I need to do. And so it's pretty obvious, you know. I know it takes us some time to get all, you know, different things figured out. And okay, now that I see that I'm complaining all the time in my mind and in my thoughts, what should I do about that? You know, what is, well, how about the opposite? How about getting grateful and appreciative, right? It's pretty simple. Wow, I can see that I'm stressed all the time. Oh, okay, what's the opposite of that? Relaxation. Finding some peaceful moments, minutes throughout the day. You know, I eat too much sugar or I eat too much food or whatever. Okay, well, what's the opposite of that? You know, start having more salads. Start intermittent fasting. You know, doing the opposite of the things that we become aware of are not good for us. You know, I get mad at my partner when he or she does this or that. You know, oh, let me see if I can be compassionate instead of angry. Let me see if I can be understanding. So whatever we don't like about our lives or ourselves, just look at what the opposite is. What is the opposite? And then start to focus your attention on what you want as opposed to what you don't like, right? And as you start to do that, as you start to connect with that, as you start to allow that vibration to be in your field, in your mind, in your heart, in your vibration. Now you start to experience it. You get the feelings of it. You start to have thoughts of it. And then you start to have experiences of it. You know, a friend or maybe even a stranger sometimes says, they point it out and they notice it about you. And you're like, yeah, that's right. Or you just notice it yourself. Wow, I'm having more salads. Wow, I didn't get angry. I was compassionate. Wow. You know, I had abundant thoughts instead of worry thoughts. I had appreciative thoughts, grateful thoughts instead of complaining or pointing the finger thoughts. You know, and those start to feel good and you build momentum. And over time, all of a sudden, you're playing this inside game and you're taking control of your life. And you're starting to build all these small wins every day. And then within just a few weeks, you're living a different life. Within a few months, your life could be unrecognizable. And if you start to compound a couple years like that, you're living in a different dimension. Your life starts to be, wow, who was that person? You know, because you're literally becoming a new person on the inside. And then you become a new person on the outside. It's pretty amazing. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. MattO'GradyCoaching.com.